那今天是 Mark 弟兄讲道。
Today Mark is going to preach.
Good morning.
早上好。
I'm glad we could be together today to worship God and to hear His word.
很高兴今天我们聚集在一起来学习神的话语。
Before we start, I just want everyone, when you get a chance, please give a special thank you to our translator for doing this, in this condition.
Oh, this is, 如果大家有机会的话就是今天情况我比较特殊所以今天坐在椅子上面为大家翻译。
So today's message is Be Holy Because I Am Holy.
今天信息的题目是成为圣洁因我是圣洁。
So let's get right to it.
1
Peter chapter 1 verses 14 to 16. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, Be holy because I am holy.
彼得前书一章十四节到十六节，你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子，那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So Pastor Lou talked a little bit about this last Sunday. I want to talk a little more about it today.
上个星期刘牧师也讲到提到过一些这个题目，但是今天我要讲的更加深入一些。
The thing that I think is important to note in this passage is that Peter refers to the people he's addressing as obedient children.
这两个经节当中我们要注意的是彼得他提到把当时的圣徒称作顺命的儿女。
So, if you are a Christian, you are born again, you are a child of God.
如果你是基督徒的话你获得了重生你要知道你是神的儿女。
This is referring to Christians.
这里指的是神的儿女指的是基督徒。
But it's talking about being an obedient child of God, an obedient Christian.
也是说的是顺从的一个神的儿女。
And part of that is this command given here. Be holy because I am holy.
在这里也是神的一个命令告诉我们要圣洁因为神是圣洁的。
So, this is not something that you commonly hear in churches today, unfortunately.
这里是现当今的教会当中会普遍提到的两点虽然并非常不幸的是。
Let me tell you two main things that you're likely to hear if you walk into a church in America,anywhere, pretty much.
这里两点是现今教会当中走到现今的一些教会非常普遍会提到的两点。
Number one, the message of the gospel, that if you're a Christian, you're going to go to heaven.
第一点就是在你死后你就会去天堂而不是地狱。
You're going to go to heaven when you die.
当你死之后你会去天堂。
That is very important. That is a central message of the Bible.
这一点其实是很重要的，这也是圣经当中非常中心的一个一点。
The second thing you're likely to hear is that if you're a Christian, you're going to have a nice, good, comfortable life here on earth before you die.
第二点说的是在你死之前你在这个地上会有一个非常舒适的生活。
So be a Christian, believe in Jesus, because then you're covered both ways.
如果你成为基督徒的话，你就会得到这两点的应许。
You've got it made after you die, and you're also going to be in good shape before you die.
在你死后，你会去天堂，然后你在活着的时候，你也会有一个非常美好舒适的生活。
Unfortunately, what you might not hear a lot about is obedience to God.
但是你很少会听到的是对神的一个顺服。
And in particular, you may not hear the command that we just looked at from 1 Peter about being holy.
而且非常更少的是你会听到在彼得前书刚刚提到的说我们要圣洁。
And make no mistake, that is a command from God to Christians.
而且这个是其实是神对基督徒的一个命令。
He doesn't make it optional.
这个不是不必要的。
God does not say, being holy because I am holy is sort of important, but don't worry about it too much.
神没有 说成为圣洁是一个可以选项的，是可以是不重要的。
So, unfortunately, the fact that a lot of Christians ignore that command, don't carry it out, this is not what God wants.
不幸的是现在很多的基督徒忽略了忽视了这一点这其实并不是神所要的。
So let's look at some more from the book of 1 Peter.
我们来读一下在彼得前书更多的一些经节。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前就也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着基督耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
This is a continuation of what we read earlier from 1 Peter, and it's all addressed to Christians.
这是我们之前读到彼得前书的经文当中的一个延续。
So we're told that Christians not only need to be holy, but you need to be a holy priesthood.
彼得说到我们基督徒不仅要成为一个顺服的儿女而要圣洁并且要作为圣洁的祭司。
A priest is someone who has the job of helping people to make connections between people, between men and God.
祭司指的是是神和人之间的一个连结。
And Peter's kind of comparing Christians to the priesthood of Israel, the people in Israel who were called to serve in that role.
彼得这里说的祭司他指的是当时的以色列人让以色列人成为神与人之间的一个连结。
But now, Christians are called to offer what he calls spiritual sacrifices.
而现在基督徒被呼召成为一个奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And a necessary part of that is being holy.
而要成为如此的话我们要圣洁。
Sorry for the small print. I had to do that to fit it on.
字体有点小。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So note one of the things that Peter points out here is as Christians, as a holy nation, we're supposed to be declaring the praises of God.
彼得这里说到作为一个圣洁的国度作为属神的子民我们要宣扬神的美德神的话语。
Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once,You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires, which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。从前未曾蒙灵续，现在却蒙了连续。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们。
So it's natural to ask the question, why be holy?
非常自然的是我们会问这样一个问题，为什么我们要圣洁？
For some, the fact that it's a command from God may not be enough.
对于一些人来说，也许这个命令并不是，这个戒令并不是非常的足够。
This passage shows us a big reason why it is important for Christians to be holy, why it matters.
这里的经节告诉我们为什么我们要圣洁。
And that is so when people see Christians who are living holy lives, that they may be led to praise God.
这就是我们当人们看到我们基督徒过着一个圣洁的生活的时候，他们也会把这个荣耀归给神。
That they can see the holy lives of believers, and through that, that they might understand who Jesus Christ really is.
他们也可以人们也可以通过看到基督徒行的一个圣洁的生活，然后能够了解主耶稣是谁。
That's an important thing.
这是非常重要的。
This past Friday night, I was speaking to our teens about this very subject.
这周五的时候，我在和年轻人的聚会当中有提到这个话题。
One of the common reasons that you can hear given about why people don't want to be Christians is the accusation that all Christians are hypocrites.
有一个非常普遍的观点，就是他们为什么有些人不想成为基督徒，是因为他们觉得基督徒是非常愤世嫉俗、假冒为善的。
They say one thing but do another.
就是他们说的和做的不一样。
Even if that's true, that's not a valid reason for rejecting Jesus Christ.
即使这是真的，这个也不能成为一个拒绝成为基督徒的理由。
It is an excuse.
这只是一个借口。
But the fact that it may be true is not helpful.
但是是如果这个是事实的话，对于这并不是一件非常好的事情。
So it matters if Christians live holy lives.
所以很重要的是，基督徒要过一个圣洁的生活。
Jesus shared this in his Sermon on the Mount.
主耶稣在讲道的时候分享了这一段。
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men.
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
So when I was little, sometimes when I would get sick, I was supposed to go on a diet of no salt.
有时候当我生病的时候，我需要忌口，就是不能吃一些有盐的东西。
Anyone here ever tried eating food with no salt at all?
大家有没有试过吃食物当中没有一点加一点盐？
Doesn't taste very good.
真的不好吃。
Think of Chinese food with no salt.
想象一下中餐如果不加盐的话会怎么样。
So, Jesus' point here is that salt makes a big difference in the flavor of our food.
主耶稣这里说到盐在食物当中起到一个非常重要的作用。
But if it's no longer really salt, if it loses its saltiness,It doesn't do any good anymore.
如果当盐没有了咸味的话，就盐就没有任何用处了。
Jesus is making this point about Christians.
主耶稣用这样一个比喻来形容基督徒。
If Christians willfully throw away the thing that makes them different from non-Christians, what good are they anymore?
如果基督徒丧失了一些他们与其他非基督徒不一样的那些地方的话，那么基督徒有什么不同呢？
Our saltiness should be our holiness.
这里的盐应该是指我们的圣洁。
Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。
So, when Paul is talking here about being godly, he's talking about the same thing as being holy.
保罗在这里说的要敬虔也是指要圣洁。
And he's saying it doesn't just happen automatically for a Christian.
他说对于基督徒来说敬虔圣洁并不是一个自然发生的事情。
It takes training, just like in sports, it takes training and practice to get it right.
这是需要操练的，就像一些体育项目一样，需要不断的练习。
In fact, Paul makes that direct comparison himself here.
在这里保罗也用自己来作为一个比喻。
He says, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
So, if you as a Christian are willing to train yourself to be holy, Paul says it's valuable not just for right now, but also for all eternity.
保罗说如果我们作为基督徒能够来操练成为圣洁敬虔的话那对于凡事都是有益处的，无论是今生还是来生。
But the main point here is to be holy like God is holy, we as Christians need to train ourselves.
这里要重点的是要成为圣洁，要成为敬虔像神一样，我们需要不断的操练。
So, I'm going to go through some of the main steps of this kind of training.
接下来我来讲一下如果要操练我们自己的话，我们需要做到的几个步骤。
The first one I've got listed is reading God's Word, reading the Bible.
第一步是我们要读神的话语。
Psalm 119. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands.
诗篇119到131节，你的法度奇妙，所以我一心谨守。你的言语一解开，就发出亮光，使愚人通达。我张口而气喘，因我切慕你的命令。
This is similar to the song that we sang earlier during our praise time.
这里的诗篇和我们刚才唱的诗歌有异曲同工之妙。
God's word.Gives us light, it gives us understanding.
神的话语给了我们光亮，给了我们给了我们智慧。
And the thing I like about this passage is it expresses a desire, a love for God's word that every Christian should have.
我很喜欢这个章节，因为这里讲到了我们作为基督徒对于神话语的一种渴慕。
Each one of these steps that I'm going to talk about in terms of training for holiness or godliness.
我接下来讲到的一些要操练自己的一些步骤要成为圣洁。
It's not going to work very well if you don't really want to do it.
这个结果并不会非常的理想，如果你并不是非常乐意的想去做的话。
Just like if you're training for a race, which Paul talks about. If you really don't want to be in the race, that training is not going to help as much.
就像保罗说过如果说你要去为参加一个赛跑而去训练的话，如果你并不是真心的想要去赢得这场赛跑的话，你这个训练的结果并不会很理想。
So if you don't really have a desire to be holy like God is holy, that makes this just that much harder.
如果你并没有非常的渴慕要去操练自己成为圣洁的话 最后的结局可能并不好。
The same if we don't have a desire for each one of the steps, such as a desire for God's word.
就像这里说，这里要操，我们要操练，成为圣洁，我们要读神的话语一样。
I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word.
我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路，我要在你的律例中自乐。我不忘记你的话。
What this points out is it's about more than just reading God's word.
这里指出的是，我们不仅仅是要读神的话语。
It's thinking about God's word.
我们还要默想神的话语。
Understanding God's word.
要真的去理解神的话语。
And again, we see the desire here.
而且在 这里的章节当中，我们也看到对神话语的一种渴望、渴慕。
I delight in your decrees.
我要在你的律例中自乐。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
So, for God's word to dwell or live in us means it really needs to be a part of our everyday lives.
这里说要把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，是说要把神的话语要融在我们每一天的生活当中。
This is why the Dawsons try to get the kids to memorize verses.
这也是为什么 Dawson 夫妇他们希望孩子们能够记住圣经当中的一些章节。
That's good training.
这也是一种操练。
That's good training for holiness.
这也是一种要成为圣洁而做的操练。
The word of God needs to stay with us.
神的话语需要与我们同在，存在我们的心里。
It needs to be more than something that you hear for about an hour on Sunday and that's it.
神的话语不仅仅只是你在做礼拜的时候那听到的讲到的那一个小时。
That's what it means for the word of Christ to dwell in us.
所以说要把神的道理要存在我们的心里。
For it to be part of our lives every single day.
要让神的话语成为我们生活的一部分，每天都是这样。
This is a command that was given to the Israelites from God.
这是这里的一个章节，是神对当时以色列人的一个命令。
Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
So again, we see this principle, this idea that God's word needs to be part of our lives every single day, all the time, day and night.
这里同样也是讲到了神的话语需要我们去默想，去思考每天每夜。
But we see another part here. It's not just about knowing God's word.
同样也是讲到了我们不仅仅是要知道神的话语。
It's not just about understanding God's word.
不仅仅是要理解神的话语。
It's also about obeying God's word.
也是要我们同样也要顺从顺服神的话语。
That's why the Israelites are told here, be careful to do everything written in it.
也是这里为以色列人被以色列人被教导说你们的要谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
Book of James talks about the same thing. What good is it if I read God's word and don't do it?
也是在圣经雅各书上所说的，What is the book of James?
The Chinese name?
No.
Book of James says basically it's useless if we read God's word and don't do it, don't obey it.
也是雅各书当中所说到的，如果我们只是听神的话而不去行的话，那都是无用的。
I thought she was asking me to translate into Chinese. So, if we're Christians who don't obey God's word, that's like the salt that has lost its saltiness.
如果我们基督徒只是听了神的话语而不去行的话，那就像是盐它没有了咸味一样。
Or more relevant to you and me, the soy sauce that has lost its flavor.
也像是好像酱油没有了酱油的味道一样。
So, read God's word.Understand God's word and obey God's word.
所以我们要读圣经的话语，我们要去理解圣经的话语，也同样也要把话语这个话语行出来。
It's a big part of training in holiness.
这是我们要操练成为圣洁非常重要的一个步骤。
All scripture is God breathed and is useful.For teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Again, we see this idea of training.
这里也提到了，要操练。
Yes, God's word is necessary. It is critical for us to be trained in righteousness.
读神的话语，也是要操练我们，成为公义的一个，步骤。
And it's so you can be ready, so that you can be prepared to do good work, to do the good things God wants you to do.
也是能够预备你，让神来，预备你行各样的善事。
That's all part of being holy because God is holy.
这也是说到，神要我们成为圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
Second part of training in holiness is prayer.
另外一点，我们要操练自己是要通过祷告。
So, there's a pretty straightforward command given to us in the Bible.
这是一个非常直接的，神的一个命令在圣经当中。
Pray continually, or pray all the time.
我们要不住的祷告。
It's pretty much the shortest verse in the Bible you can find, two words.
这也是圣经当中，最短的一个经节之一。
So, this is part of God's word that's easy to read, right? Two words.
这也是神的话语当中你非常容易去读的，因为只有两个单词。
Easy to understand, right?
也非常容易去理解。
But not necessarily easy to do.
但是真的要去做的话，并不是一件容易的事情。
But this should be our goal.
但这是我们应该要做的。
This is part of training.For holiness.
这是我们如何操练自己成为圣洁的一个非常重要的一部分。
Pray.
祷告。
Pray a lot.
要祷告很多。
Pray as much as you can.
要多多祷告，越多越好。
And Jesus tells us how to pray.
主耶稣也告诉我们，我们应该如何祷告。
When you pray,Do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans.For they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。你们祷告不可像外邦人，用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效仿他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
Prayer is between you and God.
祷告，只是在你和神之间。
It's not about showing off for other people.
并不是要你在众人面前来炫耀或显现自己。
It's about having that relationship between you and God.
祷告是让你和在神之间建立一个非常好的关系。
And talking to God all the time.
和神来和告诉神一直这么做。
This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread.Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
所以你们要祷告，要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
So is this the only prayer you should pray as a Christian?
所以这就是我们应该作为基督徒应该祷告的内容吗
？No, but it's a good one.
不，但是这确实是一个非常好的一个祷告。
You can follow the principles that Jesus lays out here in the Lord's Prayer.
你可以看到主耶稣在这里指到说到一个祷告应该要遵行的一个原则。
In your prayer, praise God.
在你的祷告当中要赞美主。
In your prayer, ask for God's will to be done.
在你的祷告当中要来问神的旨意神需要我们做的。
Ask God for what it is you might need, such as your daily bread.
要问神什么是我们所需要的就好像我们日用的饮食。
Ask God for His forgiveness.
我们要向神寻求原谅。
But remember in your prayer that God calls us to forgive others as well.
也要记得在祷告当中要向神祷告我们要免了其他人的罪。
And ask God for protection from temptation.
也要向神祷告来保护我们脱离罪恶。
Ask Him to guard us from evil.
也向神祷告又要我们保护我们来脱离罪恶脱离试探。
These are good things to pray.
这些都是非常好的祷告的一个内容。
And if you pray this continually, you will be training well in holiness.
如果你能够像这样不断的祷告你这是在成为圣洁的一个过程当中非常好的一个操练。
Another step in holiness and training is fellowship.
另外一个操练的步骤就是要与弟兄姊妹相互交通。
But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son purifies us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行如同神在光明中就彼此相交他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
All Christians are joined together through the blood of Jesus Christ.
所有的基督我们基督徒都是通过基督的血让我们能够在一起成为一体。
All Christians are joined together because we've had our sins washed away by Jesus' blood.
我们基督徒能够在一起也是因为耶稣的血洗净了我们的罪。
All Christians are joined together because we all follow Jesus.
基督徒我们一起团结在一起的话，也是要一起跟随主耶稣的，跟随主耶稣。
We need to recognize that connection.
我们需要了解我们彼此之间的这样一个联系。
We need to use that connection.
我们也需要运用这样的一种联系。
We need to have fellowship with one another.
我们要有弟兄姊妹之间要彼此相交。
And again, God makes it clear, this is not something that is optional.
神也非常明确地指出这一点并不是一个选项。
If you have someone who's going around saying, I am a Christian, and they're also saying, but I don't want to be with any other Christians, something's wrong.
如果说一个基督徒他说我是一个基督徒但是我并不想和其他基督徒一起，那么他这样一个态度是有问题的。
Those two things do not go together.
这两点其实是应该在一起。
You can't on the one hand be a follower of Jesus and then on the other hand say, but I don't want to have anything to do with any other followers of Jesus.
所以你 不可以说我是一个基督徒，但是我却不想和其他的基督徒一起交通。
Christians are commanded to have fellowship with one another.
基督徒神有非常明确的命令我们基督徒要彼此相交。
Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
It's interesting that it's noted here that there apparently are some Christians at this time who have a habit of not meeting together.
这个经节告诉我们，在当时确实有一些基督徒他们停止了聚会。
And in the book of Hebrews, we're told, don't do that.
希伯来书这里说到，不要这么做。
Don't give up gathering together with other Christians.
不要不可停止与其他基督徒的聚会。
And what's one of the things that Christians can do when they gather together? Encourage one another.
那基督徒要我们要在一起聚会的时候要彼此劝勉。
Sometimes, especially in Chinese churches, we tend to think of fellowship as gathering together so we can eat together.
在一些中国的中文教会当中我们可能认为说要在一起交通就是要在一起吃饭。
Okay, so I personally am a big fan of eating.
我个人来说非常喜欢吃。
I'm also personally a big fan of eating good Chinese food.
我也非常喜欢吃中餐。
I think that's one of the side benefits of belonging to a Chinese church. That's just my opinion.
这也是成为中文教会一个非常一个好处之一。
But this reminds us there's more to get Christians gathering together than just eating.
但是基督徒的聚会并不仅仅局限于并不仅仅是吃。
We should be meeting together to help one another.
我们需要在一起聚会来帮助彼此。
To encourage one another.
来劝勉彼此。
To love one another.
来彼此相爱。
And if we continue to do that regularly, then we are training for holiness.
如果我们能够不断的按照这样来做的话，这也是操练我们成为圣洁的一个非常重要的一个部分。
Another part of training for holiness, worship.
还有一个部分来操练我们成为圣洁，就是我们要敬拜。
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful.And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
What's important here is what the writer says about how to worship God. What's the right way?
这个经节我们要注意的是这里作者提到的什么才是正确的方式来敬拜神。
What's acceptable in worshiping God?
什么样的方式才是神所悦纳的。
And it says that we need to worship God with reverence and awe.
这里说到我们要敬拜神要用虔诚敬畏的心。
That's about our attitude towards God.
这也是我们应该对神的一个态度。
That's about our heart towards God.
这也是我们的我们心应该我们的心要有的一个对神的态度。
We need to be approaching God with that attitude of awe. That attitude of God is so incredible. He is so great. He is so wonderful.
我们要用这样虔诚敬畏的心来面对神，让神是非常伟大的。
So, to worship God in the right way, we need to have the right attitude towards God.
敬拜神用正确的方式也是要是说要用一个正确的态度来面对神。
We need to have the right understanding of God.
也要有对神有一个正确的了解。
We need to have a right relationship with God.
同时也要与神有一个非常正确的关系。
And one of the biggest things about having a right relationship with God is trying to carry out the command of be holy because God is holy.
在与神要有一个正确的关系上我们要记住要在成为圣洁上不断的操练。
If we worship God with that goal and that attitude, then we are worshiping Him in the right way.
如果我们有这样子的一个态度来敬拜神的话这才是正确的也是神所悦纳的。
This is from the book of Revelation. This is John's vision of the future in heaven.
这是启示录当中提到约翰提到的一个对未来的一个意象。
Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊直到永永远远。
To me, this is a beautiful vision.
对我来说这是一个非常美丽的一个意象。
Everything on earth praising God.
所有在这个世上的所被创造之物都在颂赞神。
Who has the center of attention here? It's God.
谁是这里这个经节的中心是神。
Who's the center of this worship? It's God.
什么是我们敬拜的中心是神。
Now sadly, for a number of Christians in America, the center of worship is not necessarily God, the center of worship is themselves.
不幸的是在当今的一些教会当中所敬拜的中心不再是神，而是他们自己。
The purpose of coming to church on Sunday is so that I can feel better.
来到教会的一个目的是为了让我能够有感觉更好。
So that I can be built up.
所以目的是来到教会是目的是让我能够有更好的提升。
So that I can have my emotional wounds healed.
来到教会能够让 是因为能够让我感情上得到医治。
So that I can have my problem solved.
能够解决我自己的问题。
That is not the Bible's picture of worship.
这并不是在圣经当中要我们敬拜的一个中心。
Worship is about God.
敬拜是要敬拜神。
And only about God.
只有神。
We're here to worship Him.
我们来到教会是要敬拜神。
We're not here to say to God, "Hey God, what do you got for me today?"
我们不是来到教会说让问神说神，你今天要我做什么？
Instead, we should be coming to God saying, "God, here is what I have for you, my entire life."
我们应该来到教会告诉神，神，我把我的所有都交给你，包括我的生命。
And so, all these other things that I've listed, they really build towards this action, this act of worshiping God.
前面所有讲到的一些行为都是要为了要敬拜神。
If you want to worship God properly, read God's word.
所以如果你要敬拜神的话，第一你要听神的话语。
You want to worship God properly? Understand God's word.
如果你要敬拜神的话，你要去理解神的话语。
You want to worship God properly? Obey God's word.
如果你要敬拜神的话，你要顺服顺从神的话语。
You want to worship God properly? Pray all the time.
要敬拜神，你要不断的祷告。
You want to worship God properly? Share in Christian fellowship.
要敬拜神的话，你要与弟兄姊妹互相交通。
All these things combined together.So that we can bring glory to God.
所有的这些行为加总在一起，我们才能将荣耀一切都归于神。
Then you're training to be holy like God is holy.
只有通过这些，你成为圣洁的一个操练才是完全的。
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count.From every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen.Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老。并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地，敬拜神，说阿门，颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永永远远，阿门。
That is holy worship.
这个才是真正圣洁的一个敬拜。
If we can do that here on earth.Then we're being holy like God is holy.
如果我们能够在地上做到这样的一个敬拜的话，那么我们才真正能够做到圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
And the goal is so that God can get the praise.
最终的目的是要让神得到荣耀。
So that God can get the glory.
让神能够得到我们的颂赞和荣耀。
And we want to do that.Not just here in worship, not just in Bible study, not just in fellowship meetings, but with every single part of our lives.
要做到这些并不仅仅是像今天的敬拜、主日敬拜，还有主日学，要将这样的敬拜融入到我们每一天的生活当中。
Because if you are holy like God is holy, then your entire life can be used.To praise and glorify God.
如果说你要成为圣洁，因为神是圣洁的，你要将你自己所有的生命，你的生命的所有，都献给神。
And that's what He wants.
这也是神所要我们做的。
So, just a reminder, we saw this verse already. To be holy, to be godly, requires training.
这里我们读到的，这是我们读到过的一个经节，也是讲到说要成为圣洁，要敬虔，我们要不断的操练自己。
But training is hard.
但是操练并不是一件容易的事情。
And whenever go through an exercise program, it's not necessarily easy, is it?
如果曾经经历过一些训练的课程的话，我们知道这操练不是一件容易的事。
Now there are those who will say, no, I do not want to do this.
对于如果有一些人说我并不想
这样做的话， I don't want to be holy.
我不想成为圣洁。
But there are those who may say, I want to do this, but it looks really, really hard. I don't think I can do it.
但是有些人会说我想成为圣洁，但是好像这样的操练对我来说太难了。
Well, if you are a Christian, you have the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you with this training.
但是作为一个基督徒的话，我们有圣灵来帮助我们操练成为圣洁。
So if you are a Christian, God has given you the opportunity and the ability through the Holy Spirit to be holy.
所以作为基督徒，神已经给了我们圣灵来帮助我们操练成为圣洁。
Yes, it's true. We really can't do this by ourselves.
我们不能够仅仅依靠自己的能力来完成这样的操练。
But God does not want us to do it by ourselves.
神也不希望我们靠自己的力量。
He wants us to do it with His help.
他希望能够用通过他的帮助来帮助我们操练。
So, the Spirit can help us, but the Scripture tells us it's possible to fight against the Holy Spirit.
圣灵确实可以帮助我们，但是圣经当中也讲到我们可能会与圣灵相抵抗。
We're warned, do not put out the Spirit's fire.
在圣经当中有被警告说我们不要与圣灵浇灭圣灵之火。
And we're told not to grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们也不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
So unfortunately, it is possible for a Christian to try to work against or fight against the Holy Spirit who is trying to help you with this training.
有些时候作为基督徒我们会与我们圣灵所相抵抗，虽然这个圣灵是神用来帮助我们的。
Don't do that.
不要这么做。
Let the Holy Spirit help you.
让圣灵来帮助你。
So, this is a picture of Richard Feynman, a very famous scientist.
这张照片是Richard Feynman 是一个非常著名的科学家。
He was one of the people who worked on the atomic bomb up at Los Alamos.
他是在Los Alamos 工作的一个工作核方面的一个专家。
This is a quote of his that I really like because I think it's very true.
这里有引用到他所讲的一句话，这我非常喜欢的一个引用。
He said, the first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool.
第一个原则是你不要试着去欺骗你自己，因为你自己是最容易被欺骗的。
He's saying that we can deceive ourselves, and it's true.
他说我们可能会自己欺骗自己，这是真的。
And unfortunately, Satan's there to help.
而且这个时候其实撒旦是在帮助我们自己欺骗自己。
Don't let Satan fool you as a Christian into believing that you can't be holy.
不要让撒旦来欺骗你自己，让你相信你并不能成为圣洁。
So that's what Satan wants. He wants you to quit before you even try.
这是撒旦所想要的，他希望你能够放弃成为圣洁。
No, all that stuff that was listed for training, that's too hard. I can't do that. It's impossible.
撒旦会试着告诉你说，这些训练、这些操练太难了，你不可能完成的。
Don't fool yourself.
不要欺骗你自己。
Okay, I want to close now with a quick illustration. For that, I need my assistance, please.
最后结束的之前，我需要一个演示，我需要一些帮手来帮助我。
Don't worry, nobody's going to get hurt.
放心，没有人会受伤。
So one of our teachers told us that the hardest part about breaking a board is up here in your mind.
我的老师曾经告诉我说，要把一块板踢碎的话，最重要的是你是怎么想的。
That many, many times the reason a person can't do this is because they believe they can't do it.
很多时候，当一个人觉得他没有办法把这个板踢成两半的时候，的原因是他觉得他不相信自己可以做到。
Now, does it take practice to be able to do this? Yes, it does. It takes training.
当然，要通过操练，通过训练才能够做到这一点。
But it's easy to fool yourself from the very beginning. Oh, I can't do this.
但是很容易就是在一开始的时候你就告诉自己，我是没有办法办到的。
Now, you may not be able to break a board, although I'm happy to talk to you about it because it actually is fairly easy.
也许你觉得你自己没有办法把一块木板踢成两半，但是我是事后我可以告诉你怎么办到的，但是其实非常简单。
With the right training.
只要通过正确的训练。
And it's the same thing about be holy because I am holy.
这也是同样的，我们要成为圣洁，因为神是圣洁的，是要通过操练的。
Do not convince yourself that you cannot do it.
不要欺骗自己，告诉自己我没有办法办到。
Instead, trust in God.
然而我们要信，让我们相信神。
Obey what God says to do.
要顺服神的话语。
Be holy because God is holy.
成为圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息，让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's quiet our hearts and meditate on today's message.
神说，我是圣洁的，因此你们要成为圣洁。
God says, be holy because I am holy.
让我们顺服神的话语，还有他的命令。
Let us be obedient to God's word and commands.
让我们成为圣洁的子民。
Help us be a holy nation.
让我们的生命彰显神的圣洁。
And let our lives reflect and reveal God's glory.
父神，求你帮助我们顺服你的命令。
Father, please help us to obey your commands.
让圣灵成为我们的帮助。
And that your Holy Spirit may be our help.
让我们愿意遵守你的命令。
Let us be willing to obey your commands.
也让我们愿意操练我们成为圣洁还有敬虔。
And help us be willing to exercise to be holy and godly.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.